is good.
We have a friend who lives on Maplewood, but to tell you the truth, I don't know. Mr.
Well, isn't that a coincidence? It's Mrs. that I'm going to talk to this afternoon.
Is that a fact?
Yes.
They are very good friends of ours.
Well, I'll tell her that I just came.
She's
from
a very lovely person.
I know her nephew. He was at Indiana University last year? Yes, it was last year. And he's in Washington now, but I think he's coming back. But he sent me her name and address because when he found out I was down a little.
Yes. Yes, we know them very well. Both Mr. and Mrs. Kling. Very good friends of ours.
What does Mr. do?
He's in stationery business, I think. He's in business, but I think it's stationery. He is a member of the Urban League Board. For several years, he was chairman and Mr. was vice chairman.
Mm-hmm.
They worked together on the Urban League. Then the Jewish people had a forum for a number of years. It proved rather expensive, perhaps too expensive to continue it. And we used to buy tickets for the series. They'd have at least 5 lectures during perhaps alternate months, beginning in the fall, running up to about March or April.
What, did they bring speakers from
about
other
speakers,
places?
Yes. And we used to buy the series tickets from them, headed out to the Temple Address Israel, I think was the name of the church. Yes, we know them very well.
Well, that's really a coincidence.
Mm-hmm, it is really.
Of course, it's not really such a coincidence. I mean, you've lived here so long that after living here all your life, you certainly would know a lot of people.
Well, we do. I think perhaps the better people of both races know each other. Perhaps it isn't singular.